Human Virtues Pointing to the Divine. Human Virtues Pointing to the Divine. We look at the human virtues and we say, well, that's not divine. We look at the human virtues and we say, those are not the marvelous things that life is all about. We look at the human virtues and we say that they only begin to recognize our divinity. Is this true? Really, it's not true. Every human virtue points to the divine most specifically and most completely. What are some of the human virtues that we have? A human virtue is the virtue of love. Love is a very gentle and wonderful thing. But you see, what kind of love is it? Is it a possessive love? Or is it a love that is just all-encompassing? Is it a love that, oh, I love that sunset, I love that world out there, I love the people I meet, I love all the children I see, I love all the adults that I see, I love the whole world, it's just fantastic. But when you say, I love that person, and I love that sunset, or I love these things above other things, then it's a limiting love. It's a love that is not really divine. It points to it, because it points in that direction, but the thing is, it's not really divine because it is not all-encompassing. The divine is the allness. The divine doesn't say, I love that person or that person. The divine says, I love all. Could you imagine God saying that he loves some of his creation and others he does not love? That would be kind of a tough experience to go through for anybody, wouldn't it? Can you imagine being unloved by your parent? Can you imagine being ostracized by your family by saying, I disown that child. I do not want anything to do with that child. That child is not my child because it's a naughty child. A parent could never say that. A loving father, loving mother could never say that, because they go beyond that. They go beyond that to the reality of all that is. And as they go beyond that to the reality of all that is, then they are untouched by individual actions and only touched by the fact that love is. A mother who loves her child unconditionally. A father who loves his family unconditionally. And his family is the most important thing in the world. Now, but you see, that's just loving your family. And it points to the direction of a divine love. Human virtues only point to the direction, but they're pointing, generally speaking, in a pretty good direction. When you have honor, and you honor your family, you honor your parents, you honor your world, you honor your country, you honor your community, you honor your neighbors, you honor your pets, you honor your home. When you honor these things, you are pointing to the divine. You are letting your mind think in divine patterns, in divine directions. But when you honor all homes, every home, everywhere, when you honor all families, every family, everywhere, when you honor all countries, all nations, all peoples, everywhere, unconditionally, then you are pointing, just pointing, to your divine love. Because the divine love does not love one or the other. People say, oh, and God help our team that we might win this game. Now, why should God help your team and not the other team? Is it a universal God? Is it the God of that team and your team too? Then how could you say, God help us win this game? And in other words, God helps the other team lose. it doesn't work that way. When you are speaking of integrity, and you are speaking of peace, and you are speaking of balance, and you are speaking of joy, and you're speaking of love and honor, it's universal. And it's universal beyond what we can conceive of as universal, because we are only trained, we are only aware at this moment of speaking on individual things. All is in divine order, not just a little bit. All is purity and goodness, not just a little bit. All is beautiful, not just me or you, not just my wife or my husband or my family. All is beautiful. All is wonderful. Every child on the face of the earth is magnificent. You look beyond and you see the essence of childhood, the essence of marriage, the essence of family, the essence of integrity, the essence of peace. And as you look beyond the appearances that you see, then you see with the eyes of the divine. Then you see with the eyes of purity, the eyes of love. You see with the eyes of peace, the eyes of balance. And when you see with these eyes of balance and peace, there's nothing that needs to be changed. There's nothing that needs to be worked on. There's nothing that needs to be done, because you're looking at the divine. You're looking at the absolute positive attitude of all. Yes, human virtues are pointing to the divine. And when you want to be divine, when you want to be your divine self, when you want to be your God self, human virtues are a good start. They're a good way to begin looking at it, but unfortunately, human virtues are individualistic. They point only to the individual item of a thing, the individual home, the individual country, the individual person. And because of this, they do not and cannot ever truly encompass the allness, the divineness of all that is. Ours, in our world, in our choice, you and me, we choose to look toward the divine in ourselves. We choose to look toward the divine in all things. And as we look for the divine in all things, we look at it as divine order. We look at it as divine balance. We look at it as divine joy. Do we have a divine joy in all the things that we are doing, and all the things we are thinking, and all the things that we are working on? Do we have a divine joy in all that we know of ourselves? Do we have a divine peace, a divine love? How many people have you met recently that exuded unconditional love? If you yourself are not exuding unconditional love, you do not see it anywhere around you. In our training of the School of the Master, we tell people, a master sees another master. Everyone who is looking with their master consciousness, with their wholeness consciousness, with their divine order consciousness, they only see another being equal to themselves. And so if we see a world filled with good and peace and love and honor and joy, then that's what we are filled with. If we see every being on the face of the earth as being unconditionally loving, as being one which honors their family, their world, their community, their universe, if we see them with integrity, standing up always for the truth, if we see them always living in peace and balance and joy, then what we are seeing is ourself. If we see less than that, then we are seeing ourselves as who we are, that we are indeed less than that. But we are only an appearance of less than that. Human values point to the divine, and this is where we are now. We want to step from the human values, the human virtues, and touch the divine virtue. The divine virtue has only one word for itself, and that is allness. And when anything is allness, it does not speak of a particularization. It does not speak of any one being better than another, or more worthy than another, or more beautiful than another. It only speaks that all is in divine order. All is in peace. So the day that you and I can train our consciousness to think in the allness, we are thinking in our divinity. We are thinking in our divine beingness. And this is perhaps the greatest joy that any of us could ever have, is to think in our divine beingness now and in all ways. Today, open your eyes to the divine in you and realize that it's there and it's ready to be totally there if you call it. I call mine today. Join me in calling yours today, too. And let's live in this fantastic world that we have, because it's truly an amazing, wonderful experience. For all is in divine order, and human virtues point to the divine. So we have a signal, we have a direction, we have a goal, we have something we can understand. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you, because I love me.